For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The National Weather Service says a storm stretching from Washington, D.C. to Colorado could bring the highest snow totals in several years to sections of Missouri and Illinois. The storm's expected to drop about a foot of snow on the St. Louis metropolitan area into eastern Illinois. Snow, ice, and freezing rain will impact travel from Nebraska and Kansas to the East Coast. Drivers were stuck for hours on I-44 southwest of St. Louis, with parts of Missouri getting more than a foot of snow. Gina McDonald is in Cincinnati.
If I'm prepared, then it doesn't happen. And so because we have sleds and boots and everything, it probably won't snow.
There's the possibility of ice and widespread power outages across parts of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Much of Europe is seeing some of the worst weather it's had in decades. A deep freeze, high winds, and a week and a half of the heaviest snow in a long time have brought death and havoc to many countries, trapping people in cars, homes, and hotels in Germany, Austria, Bosnia, Bulgaria, and beyond. Entire towns are isolated, and military help has been called in. An avalanche crashed through a Swiss Alpine hotel, with some Austrian ski resorts under 9 feet of snow. More snow is in the forecast. The partial government shutdown continues. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The House of Representatives is giving the green light on a bill guaranteeing the affected federal workers will receive back pay after the partial government shutdown ends. The White House has said the president will sign the measure. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana believes Nancy Pelosi is not looking to end this anytime soon.
I don't think Speaker Pelosi wants a resolution to this.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal health officials are predicting a spike in flu cases before the month of January ends. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Latest data from the Centers for Disease Control shows high numbers of influenza cases in New York City, as well as 19 states. The CDC describing flu activity as widespread, with the highest hospitalization rates among young children. The hardest hit states are mainly in the South and along the Gulf Coast. Doctors say it's still not too late to get a flu shot, though. The flu season can last well into spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been almost a year since the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School massacre happened in Florida, and now the sheriff there has been suspended over his response to the school shooting. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
New Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel Friday over his handling of February's massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Debbie Hickson, whose husband Chris was killed while trying to protect students, says an unarmed wrestling coach did more than trained law enforcement officers did.
He is one of the adults that ran in that building immediately. I look forward to a sheriff who trains his staff members and his law enforcement to do just that.
Former police sergeant Gregory Tony worked for Coral Springs Police for 12 years before leaving in 2016 to start a company. The governor has named him acting sheriff. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.